What you gonna play now?
Bobby, I don't know. But whatsoever I play, it's got to be funky.
Yeah.
1, 2, 3.
Funksters, and thank you for making the Thank Goodness It's Funky show a part of your day. I'm Bob Stolk, your guide on this fun audio adventure as we explore the genre and subgenres of funk music. For this show, Funksters, we're going to get roofanized, which seems appropriate since that's the name of the tune playing behind me. I will be sharing with you some of the funky tunes that this band produced during their 13 years before disbanding in 1983. So let's get started with a little history. From Chicago, Illinois, the band was born from the splintered parts of a bar band named The American Breed. The founding members, Al Siner, Kevin Murphy, and Paulette McWilliams, formed Ask Rufus in 1969, shortening the name to Rufus after adding Ron Stockert, Andre Fisher, and Dennis Belfield to the group's lineup. They were able to record two singles before McWilliams left the band in 1971. During this time, Chaka Khan was the lead singer of a band named Goliath, formed from the members of the band Baby Huey and the Babysitters, after the passing of Baby Huey in 1970. Things weren't working out there for Khan. She fortunately happened to be friends with McWilliams, which helped her grab the position of lead singer for Rufus after McWilliams left to pursue her solo career. And up to the time of Khan's arrival, Rufus's artistic direction was led by singer and multi-instrumentalist Ron Stockert. Khan added something missing from the group, a diverse vocalist. Khan was able to perform both in the lower and higher octaves and was equipped for singing the group's rockier numbers as well as slower ballads. After Khan's arrival, the group signed up with ABC Records, relocated to California, and cut their debut album, Rufus. The album contains many of Ron Stockert's originals, as well as the tunes by Ashford and Simpson, Alan Toussaint, Stephen Stills, and this tune by Stevie Wonder.
Baby, my baby, my tight. Why must I tell you what to do? Smiling, smiling comes as no surprise. Smiling, hiding what I see in your eyes. The story goes on much deeper.
To the TGIF show on your island connection, KVSH, Vashon, where we just heard three tunes from the first three albums by the band named Rufus. First off, Maybe You Baby, the Stevie Wonder tune from their debut album. Followed by a song from their breakthrough release album, Rags to Rufus, the tune You've Got the Love, penned by Chaka Khan and Ray Parker. And that was Parker's first bona fide hit as a writer. You remember, he went on to pen the tune Ghostbusters, which got him into a little bit of hot water with Huey Lewis. The album Rags to Rufus also contains the tune Tell Me Something Good by Stevie Wonder, who also plays keyboards. Meanwhile, lead singer Ron Stockert left the band shortly thereafter, along with Al Siner and Dennis Belfield. Stockert and Belfield went off to join Three Dog Night. The last tune, Once You Get Started, is from Rufus's third album, Roof and Eyes, released in 1974 and sold over a million copies. Besides Once You Get Started, the album includes Please Pardon Me and the funky favorites Somebody's Watching You, Packing My Bags, and I'm a Woman. Next up, the tune Dance With Me, appearing on Rufus's fourth album, Rufus, featuring Chaka Khan. As a side note, Once You Get Started and Dance With Me were penned by Gavin Christopher, who was born in Chicago, schooled by the likes of Oscar Brown, Donnie Hathaway, Baby Huey, and later Curtis Mayfield, and honed his writing skills and began his career first in a band named Lyle, which also included Chaka Khan. Let's get back to Rufus.
Dance with me, baby, baby. check my love. You I'm gonna thrill. You can't imagine what you've missed. Can't go on. Meet me at midnight in the light that starts.
Cause I'm a a small space and time. I never knew that I would find a musical path for all to see. Anxiety into ecstasy. I am a street player. I'm a street player. I'm a street
to the TGIF show on your island connection, KVSHLP Vashon, 101.9 FM, and streaming on the voiceofvashon.org, where you can listen to a couple of my past shows and the other wonderful and informative shows we produce here at the Voice of Vashon. We're in the middle of getting Rufinized here on the TGIF show, where we just listen to three songs from Rufus, starting with Dance With Me, followed by At Midnight from their fifth album, Ask Rufus, released back in 1977. The album also includes the singles Hollywood and Everlasting Love. And after this album, the original drummer Andre Fisher leaves and David Hawk Wolinski joins the group playing keyboards. After the tune At Midnight, we heard the title song from their Street Player album released in 1978. Next up, a set starting with Dancin' Mood from their 1979 Numbers album, which does not include Chaka Khan, as she was starting her solo career, but not leaving Rufus. Back to Rufus.
We got the power to. say that next year's gonna be the best. But until then, my friend, my pocketbook don't seem to rest. Well, it seems like every day there's something in the news. Never put your mind at ease, it puts it in the blues. Even though you try so hard, you never get ahead. But that's what I'm trying to say, it's better left unsaid. Nobody try to take you through.
Listening to the TGIF show on your Island Connection, KVSH Vashon, where we've been listening to the funky tunes from the band called Rufus. And we just heard the tune Party Till You Broke, the title song from Rufus's 1981 album. This album also was minus Chaka Khan, as you noticed, which most likely affected sales. Before that, the title song from their 1979 album, Master Jam. Khan, who was missing from the Numbers album, returned to the group for that album, which was produced by Quincy Jones, helping create Rufus's fourth number one album. And you can see how the disco genre impacted their songs, which stand out as pop soul masterpieces, but the funk suffers. The tune Master Jam was penned, by the way, by Ron Temperton. For our next set, a tune from their 1981 album Camouflage, which includes Khan on vocals.
I lay my heart on the table.
You're listening to the TGIF show on your Island Connection, KVSH Vashon, where we've been listening to the funky tunes from the band named Rufus. We just heard Take It to the Top from the album Seal in Red, released in 1983 and produced by George Duke. Well, funksters, we've come to the conclusion of another audio adventure. Again, thank you for making the TGIF show a part of your day. Be sure to join me again next week for a new adventure. Taking us to the top of the hour, a classic radio expression, we're going to close out the show with a classic Rufus tune from their last album before they disbanded. Their live Stomping at the Savoy album is a double album with three of the four sides devoted to the last live concert they put on, recorded on February 12th through the 14th in 1982, and it was released in 1983. The fourth side is studio tracks, one of which became a major hit and a band classic. Until next week, here's Rufus doing Ain't Nobody. Take care and remember, keep it funky.